Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Thursday, the 9th of November, people are talking about BSU shots fired, but all are okay. We'll have that. Recount in Muncie, we'll see. Weather changes. Delta football, Friday night tickets. They want to make sure you know how to get them and how to verify them, these digital things, to make sure there's no problems at the gate. Good morning once again. Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have our local news summary, all those stories airing on all of our radio stations in East Central Indiana this morning. I think we have a mayor community update a little later in the hour. Mayor Ridenour, recently reelected to that gig. He was broadcasting the other day on social media from the Innovation Connector. He has some updates. He might talk about some roads and some other items in the briefing later on. But first, let's talk about the United Way, the heart of Indiana United Way, and also their association with so many entities and the important work that they do behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, too. Jenny Marsh is in here. I introduced you with a phone number at the door there. Have you ever gotten that before, by the way, or is that the first time?
That's the first time.
Okay, 867-5309, Jenny. Do you know that song from the 80s?
I do, indeed.
All right,
indeed.
Very good. That's what I was doing there. And then we have Suzanne Clem in here from Open Door Health Services. Hi, Suzanne. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, back to you, Jenny. The United Way is obviously an entity that does a lot of things, and I think a lot of people don't know all that your organization does. Let's do broad brushstrokes and then kind of the association that you have with Open Door today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Jenny Marsh, and I'm with Heart of Indiana United Way. We serve Delaware, Fayette, Henry, Madison, and Randolph counties. And we have a lot of funded partners and community partners, and Open Door Health Services is one of our absolute favorites. They do such amazing work across the heart of Indiana and beyond. So Suzanne will talk about some of those counties here. She's the Vice President of Community Engagement, and I asked her to join me today because right now is open enrollment, and both our organizations are part of the Covering Kids and Families Coalition. We lead coalitions across those counties to help make sure that families have the health care insurance they need. Across these counties, about 40% of households struggle to make ends meet. Can you believe
wow.
that, Steve?
Wow.
I mean, we've got a lot of neighbors that are working really hard, sometimes two and three jobs, but barely able to meet their basic budget. And they need health insurance and to make sure that their kids are covered and that they've got the health care insurance that they need to take good care of themselves so they can keep working.
So Suzanne's going to explain this the way that a radio guy I might understand it, okay? Open enrollment. Let's start with the 30,000 foot view. What is it for? More importantly, who is it for? And how does it work?
Sure. So folks, as Jenny said, folks need to have access to healthcare coverage, to insurance. So when we talk about open enrollment at this time of year, we're specifically talking about the federal marketplace plans. These are the plans that someone who doesn't maybe qualify for Medicaid because maybe they make a little bit too much money for that, or they don't have access to Medicare, or maybe they don't have access to affordable coverage through an employer. These marketplace plans are a type of coverage that group of folks can be looking at. If they qualify based on several factors, including their income, they can receive discounts to shop for plans on this marketplace. So it's a variety of plans they can choose from, and then these discounts help make that more affordable. We have talked over the last couple of years about how these plans have become more affordable. I know that's something we really want to highlight today, is that as we talk about open enrollment right now, if someone looked at open enrollment a few years back, it may have felt like it was more expensive to them and maybe not affordable. Legislation has changed that in the last couple of years, so we want people to get back in there and look at those plans.
I think a natural inclination might be, this sounds too complicated and too heavy, so I'm just not going to do anything about it. I'm talking about a citizen that's listening out there that might fall into those categories you're talking about. I hear the word, though, navigator sometimes. Who are those kind of people, and how can our listeners have access to those assisters?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Heart of Indiana, United Way, and at Open Door Health Services, as well as many organizations throughout those counties, there are folks that are certified, licensed, trained, and free to the public to help you kind of get in there and explore what's available. And so you can call 765-286-7000 to reach Open Door, and they'll connect you with someone that can help you. Or you can call United Way at 765-288-5586, and one of our navigators can help, or connect you with someone. And anyone in the state of Indiana can go to ckfindiana.org or call 1-888-975-4CKF to get some information about how to find access to help.
Can they also use 211?
They can.
That's a lot of that's a lot less digits and numbers to
it's
remember.
So easy,
right? And letters and stuff. We're talking about the open enrollment right now, the Heart of Indiana United Way Inn with Jenny Marsh and Suzanne Clem, Vice President of Community Engagement, Open Door Health Services. I wanted to also touch on, if you don't mind, Suzanne, the time now, the fall, we're talking about maybe flu shots and maybe some COVID boosters, and maybe there's some RSV stuff floating around. That gets complicated for me, too. So what's Open Door's assistance within all of those sorts of platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, as you said, right now we're in the throes of wanting to help make sure that people are getting protected through vaccination for flu, for COVID, and now some populations for RSV as well. We know this is the time of year when all of those things are happening at the same time, and we want to, first of all, protect people and their own health. We want to prevent hospitalization and severe illness and death, of course, but we also want to make sure that we are making the burden on our hospital systems and our healthcare systems as low as we can. So keeping those emergency departments as free as we can of folks that have illnesses that maybe could have been prevented by a vaccination. So Open Door is offering flu shots and COVID vaccination. This is the updated COVID vaccine. In terms of flu shots, anyone from the public can walk into an Open Door site and receive that flu shot for a small charge. If they are covered by insurance, which, wrapping back up into why coverage is so important, we will bill insurance for that, and most folks will not end up paying out of pocket for that. In terms of our COVID vaccination, we can offer that to any established patient right now by appointment. They can just call in and schedule a time for that. But we also have several days for the next few months where we can offer that to the general public. So on the second Thursday of every month, starting today through March, at our 333 South Madison Street location in Muncie, folks can come in from noon to 6 on those second Thursdays of the month and receive that updated COVID vaccination at no cost. If it's been 2 months since someone has had their COVID vaccination, they are likely eligible for this updated vaccine.
And is that a walk-up? Do you have to have an appointment for that, too? I wasn't catching that.
No, great question. It is walk-up. No appointments for that at all. If someone is covered by insurance, please do bring that insurance card and a photo ID so that we can bill that insurance. But it will be no cost to the person coming in.
All right, and jump back to open enrollment. I should have asked this when we were in that subject. We're in that zone now. How long do they have? What's the deadline to get involved? Is it January or something?
January 15th.
Okay.
So, yeah,
if
absolutely.
They don't do it by January 15th, what happens? Do they have to wait until the next open enrollment again?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I believe that if you have a life change, like you lose your job or something happens to your coverage, you can still contact a Covering Kids and Families navigator, and they'll help you figure out how to get covered and get what you need to protect your family and stay healthy.
Last comments to you, Jenny. The association with the Heart of Indiana United Way and entities like Open Door Health Services, how critical, how important, you know, formulate that into words as we wrap up today.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, funding from donors makes our support of organizations like Open Door Health Services absolutely happen. And they are critical. I mean, when a pandemic happens, Brian Ayers and the Open Door team are the people I pull together and find out how can we best work together to support our community. And so gifts to United Way help make sure things like that can happen.
How do they make those gifts?
They can make those gifts by visiting heartofindiana.org.
All right. Very good. Thanks very much, both of you. Appreciate the time and the work that you both do. behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
We appreciate you, Steve Lindell.
So many scenes.
Thank you so much for helping us.
You're easy to talk to, with, and about, because you're doing such important work. Thank you very much. 8:15, more coming in a moment as we continue on WMUN.